instead of repeating myself, I will say it one more time. The Chofetz Chaim says it's not like this, Rishayim. End of story. I will say the following also. In Chofetz Chaim Zuchas Lashon Hara, the Dalim say that omission is also paskening. For instance, the Rush in Archas Chaim LaRush says you should not speak Lashon Hara against the guy. As I state in Rush, the Chofetz Chaim does not bring that halacha. He did not bring the halacha because he had too many things to write. And he did not bring that halacha because he didn't know the Rush. He didn't bring that halacha because he doesn't paskin that way. Omission of a Chofetz Chaim is a psak. That's what people say. He is the authority on Hukas Lashon Hara. Except in one case where it's not like this. Okay, but I'm going to get involved in that. Okay. Doug Digamara writes, Hari and the TSA Lukarpus. Now here we get involved in the sugya. Let us take it slow. Again, I will point out that the Rush learns one way, which is fine, and the Ram brings two pshatim. The Rush is pshat, and like the Rush, and an argument. So I don't know which one Artsko decided to pick of the two, but the Rush is like one of the pshatim in the Ram. Unlike last week, where I said the Ram doesn't learn like the Rush, here the Ram does learn like the Rush in his first pshat, Mishem HaRashba. Then he brings a pshat from a region called Miram Kortavoy, who learns not like the Rashba, and not like the Rush. But we're not going to get involved in that. We're going to learn the Rush and the Rashba, which is the first shot in the Rush. Zog Tikamai Vaita. Hari Nitiya Seilu Karban Amed Es... What? Chav Ches Amid Beis. Right, I'm sorry. Chav Ches Amid Beis, about 5 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah is going to the end of the Mishnah when he says these Nitiyas are Karban until they get cut up. All right, Hari Nitiya Seilu Karban Achi Yiktatsu. Taluzu Karban Achi Tisarev. Ainlahem pigeon. Okay? That means Ainlahem pigeon. And the Rush explained that what does Ainlahem pigeon mean? The Rush explained that means when you redeem it, the money becomes hegdish, but it immediately reverts back to becoming hegdish. Because this guy donated it, and he said it should become hegdish all the time till it gets cut up. Now, so when he redeems it, he's buying it back from hegdish, but he promised it to hegdish till it stands. So it goes right back to Hegdish. That's how the Rush explained it. Nobody argues on that. The Gemara explains later that if somebody else redeemed it, then it's over and done with. Because he can't make it Hegdish if somebody else redeems it. He can make it Hegdish as long as he's the only one redeeming it. Meaning, he redeems it, he promised it back to Hegdish. He promised it back to Hegdish. He donated it to Hegdish forever till it gets cut down. Frek the Gemara, Uli Aylam, does that mean it can never be redeemed and go to Chulim? Uli Aylam? Amar by Pada. Padan Chayzes Rekachas. If you redeem it, it becomes Hegdish again. Padan Chayzes Rekachas. That's what he said. He said, Achi Yitzitzu. That means as long as I'm the boss, this should be Hegdish until it gets cut down. Nitzitzu, and this is the matter of Machlokes. What if it gets cut down? Paydam Pamachas Vidayay. Then he has to redeem it. And that's enough, because Hegdish doesn't leave on its own. One cannot say, forget about till it gets cut down. One cannot say, this is Hegdish for 20 days. And then at the end of 20 days, it becomes Chulun. Once it's Hegdish, you got to remove it from Hegdish. Hegdish doesn't leave on its own. Kedusha le'paka b'chdi. Kedusha doesn't leave on its own. Once you made a item Hegdish, at the end of 20 days, you can redeem it. Up to 20 days, if you redeem it, it becomes Hegdish again. You said it should be Hegdish for 20 days. So you redeem it, it becomes Hegdish again. Redeem it, it becomes Hegdish again. At the end of 20 days, now your netter is gone, but it belongs to Hegdish. Even though your netter said at the end of 20 days, Hegdish ends, Hegdish doesn't end on its own. It has to be redeemed from Hegdish. I'll give an example, and it's not a good example, but the Gemara brings it in for a different point, so I can use that example. A guy says to a woman, I'm marrying you for today. You are married to me for the next 24 hours. I am mukadeshasli for 24 hours. The kedusha doesn't leave 24 hours later. Once a woman's married, she's married. You can't say you're married for 24 hours. Just like the Gemara says in Gittin, and that's the basis, that you can't say to a woman, you're divorced for today and tomorrow you're my wife. Excuse me. You're divorced, you're divorced. Things don't come back on their own. They don't leave on their own. Certain things are absolute. You divorce, it's gone. You marry, you're married. You can't, same thing, Hegdish.
Does the divorce work in that case?
No.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, it works. Totally. He's totally divorced. Now, your question is, he didn't mean to be totally divorced. That's a different subject. But you're right. But he's divorced. That's halacha, I think. We'll see in the Gemara. Right? We'll see how it goes along.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? Does the Hekdesh rest on the trees or on his intent? In other words, can he, once he's dead, once the conditions have been met, these weren't burned, that they are now Hekdesh, and that if he tries, the Hekdesh snaps back, or however he wants to put it. Can he sell the trees and someone else do something with them? Can he die and...
It doesn't, let me explain. Hekdesh doesn't need his tree. So Hekdesh goes back to him. This is what happens. Hekdesh goes back to the one who donated it, says, do you want to buy it back? He can say yes, or he can say no. And the reason Hekdesh goes to him first and doesn't put it on the general market is because when he redeems it, he has to add a 20% surcharge. If the guy who donated redeems it, he's mechuyav in a chaimish, 25% surcharge. He has to add something that will be a fifth of the total. Nobody else has to add that. So Hekdesh goes back to him and says, do you want your tree back? You donated it to Hekdesh. Hekdesh doesn't need your tree. Some people donate it to Hekdesh in order to pay Hekdesh money and get it back. Some people say, I donated it to Hekdesh because I don't need it. I don't want it. Okay, you don't want it. We put it on the general market. Anybody want a tree? And they come and they bid for it. The highest bidder will get it. And that's how it goes. What? A chaimish is... Hold on a second. Harvey, one second. A chaimish is a fifth of the total. That's what the word chaimish means.
Why did they do that?
The Torah said it. That's why. The Torah says that if the guy who... The Magdash redeems... Zeris HaKasas. The Torah said if the guy who is Magdash redeems it, he has to add a chaimish. Written beferish in the Pasuk in Parashas B'chukai. It's what it is. It's there. But somebody else does not have to add a chaimish. So first we go back to the guy who donated it. Because the people donate for different reasons. Some people donate the item and then plan to buy it back. So we offer it him first. Most people, I assume, donate it because they don't need it. They don't want it. Okay, so don't buy it back. And then we go put it on the general market. And we say, anybody interested in the tree? Sooner or later, somebody's going to be interested in the tree. And then we let people bid, and we sell it to them at whatever the highest bid is. And when they get it, the Hekdesh would not snap back, because it's out of this guy's control. It can't snap back. It's only if the guy redeems it himself, and he had promised that this tree stay Hekdesh till it gets cut down. He's bound by that promise, and it automatically snaps back till it gets cut down. That's everybody agrees to. The argument of this Gemara is going to be, when it gets cut down, does Hekdesh leave on its own? He only said till it gets cut down. It's now cut down. So Hekdesh, poof, gone. Disappeared. Or Hekdesh doesn't disappear. That's going to be a matter of machlokes here. But Pada is saying Hekdesh doesn't disappear. Hekdesh remains. You can't have something Hekdesh and then it just disappears on its own. Hekdesh has to be paid for. So even though the guy made it limited, he said till it gets cut down, and it got cut down. Hekdesh remained, it can be redeemed now, and it won't snap back because it's already past cut down time. But Hekdesh doesn't leave on its own. I gave an analogy. You marry a woman, she's married. You can't marry her for one day. There's no such thing. Now, there's going to be a difference, and that's what the Gemara is going to get involved in. But I'm just trying to point a what Bar Pada is saying. Yes, Harvey, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I just wanted to confirm that the Hekdesh remains despite his sale of the property and everything on it, despite him...
He can't sell it. It's not his.
That's exactly what I'm asking. So he creates a sale with a third party saying, I'm selling you my land and everything on it. That by definition is going to exclude those trees because they are Hekdesh, they're not his.
Right.
Should he die, his Yerushas are not going to get those trees because they are Hekdesh, right? I mean, this
either
is
will the guy that his, buys it.
These trees once they were not or until they're destroyed, that's it. They are now Hekdesh, no matter unless they go through the process.
because of his words.
Okay.
Let's say the guy that bought the field bought the trees from Hegdish. It doesn't snap back.
Yeah. Right. No. I'm just trying to clarify in my own mind. They are now. They are now owner, quote unquote, owned by something else. That's all I'm trying to.
Yes.
All right.
I can't hear you. You pay Hegdish. You redeem Hegdish. Hegdish is not interested in trees. Hegdish is not a farmer. It's not interested. Hegdish wants money for Bene Kabayas. When somebody donates a table to Hegdish, Hegdish doesn't need your table. They need the money. They go back to the guy, you want to buy your table back? He says yes. They give him, he gives the price, whatever the price market is, and they add a fifth. If he doesn't want to buy the table back, they put out a classified. Items available on Hegdish this week. They don't put it on a smartphone custom shop. They put it in a classified in the iPad. And they put it in the classified, and they say, Hegdish items available this week. Table, 6 feet long, good condition, worth it. And some people bid for it. There's a market value. They don't let people get it for less than the market value, but they sell it. That's their job, try to get money for Bene Kabayas. Hegdish is not in, they don't need tables. They're not in the storage business. Yes?
Kedusha's never pucked up. And what happens if the item is crushed or shinri meiser and that stuff?
It's still Hegdish.
Crushed. How about crushed?
So it's Hegdish's crushed table, not worth much.
Is the Kedusha still there?
Why not?
I don't know.
So the answer is yes. Yes?
Just go further down the rabbit hole. Yes, in general, somebody, if you donate something which is corporate, it becomes a corporate, period. If you donate something which is not right for corporate, it does not become, does not necessarily become a corporate.
There are three, okay, let me explain.
The question, and then we'll get to your better answers. The question is, in fact, if you pick the example of trees and wood, certain types of wood are necessary. Not sell it and just use it for burning?
Yeah, but they theoretically could. But again, it depends. Okay, there's three ways to donate. Very important for the next Gemara, so I might as well explain it now. There are three levels of Hegdish. The highest level of Hegdish is to donate an item that in itself will be used for the Mizbeach. But the person has to say, I am donating this for a carbon. Now, there's a big problem. There's a separate halacha that says any item usable for the carbon cannot be donated for anything else. So that makes a problem. Meaning if a guy decides to donate his cow to Bene Kabayas to use the money to fix the Beis HaMikdash, it's problematic. Because there's a halacha that says that any animal fit for carbon has to become a carbon. But we're not getting involved in the sugya of what happens then. It's not our business now. When we learn kachim, we'll worry about it. It's not for now. But that, without that thing, any item that's fit for a mizbeach, that's donated for a carbon, is a carbon. Any item not fit for a carbon, but the guy wants it for carbon, so then we sell the item and use the money to buy carbonas. So the guy would say, I'm donating the table for a carbon. Tables are not a carbon. There's no way we can bring a table as a carbon. Right? So what we do is, we sell the table and use the money to get carbonas. That is a lower level hegdish. It's not carbon. It's not what we call, I'm going to use the term, kedushas hagoth. The table does not get intrinsic kedusha. It gets kedusha for its value, not for itself. The hegdish of a table is to use its value, not to use the table, because hegdish doesn't need the table. They don't use tables. So when a guy donates a table, what he's doing is giving Hegdish the value of the table. Now, obviously, till the table is sold, the table has properties of Hegdish. The lowest madrega of Hegdish is very similar to the middle one. He donates the table, and the money should be used to fix the Beis HaMikdash instead of carbon. But the bottom two are called Kedushas Mammon. The Hegdish is the value of the item. He donates the table so Hegdish should get money. He donates the table so Hegdish should get money to get a carbon. He donates the table so Hegdish should get money to fix the Beis HaMikdash. In the first case, in the highest level, that is called Kedushas HaGuf. The animal becomes intrinsically a carbon. It itself, not to get its value, we don't care about its value. You can't redeem such hegdish. That hegdish cannot be redeemed. That is a carbon. Now, if it develops a mum, it becomes not fit for the mizbeach, it lowers its level and becomes for value. But as long as this animal can go to the mizbeach, it is intrinsically a hegdish, and intrinsic hegdish can never be redeemed.
What if they don't want your Rabbi? What if they don't want your table? What if it is fit? Well, maybe they have 12,000 of these tables. You love this table, but nobody else likes this table, and they don't want the table.
So you're asking what happens if hegdish can't sell it?
Right.
Okay, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Probably what happens is he keeps it in his house. The treasurer and Hegdish marks down that Hegdish has a table at the Smith house, and whenever they can get to sell it, they'll sell it. If not, Mr. Smith is stuck with a table that he can't use, that he has to put away to the side because it belongs to Hegdish. Hegdish is not delivered to Shulayim. They don't have centers of sales. They keep it wherever. And they put it out.
Actually, I was talking about the highest level we were discussing. It's fit for use. It's fit for use there. They could actually use it as part of the service.
So they do. They always need kabbalah. They have to bring two tamidim every day and musaf them. And when the mizbeach is empty, they always brought their own kabbalahs. The kabbalahs is a constant.
The animal has to be a certain year, and it could age out by the time they need it.
Well, if it's aged out, it drops to the second level.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's only as long as it's fit. What happens if it develops a blemish? So it's no longer usable. So now it drops from intrinsic to non-intrinsic.
Yeah, that's why I said. So he can't force his top level on the.
No.
Okay, thank you.
The question itself is a bit of a misapprehension.
I can't hear you.
The question itself is a bit of a misapprehension in that we are not dealing with society which is drowning in surplus goods. And the ash piles consisted of manure, inedible scraps, and things like that. But in terms of the table and things like that, these are few and far behind, and far between, I'm sorry. And also, for that matter, there was no such thing as an animal too old to eat. It might have been, not have been fit, but as far as Confucius woman, someone's going to take the animal.
Yeah, Harvey was asking what happens to Kedushas HaGuf that no longer becomes usable. That was his question.
No, I know. It becomes obviously Kedushas
HaGuf. Okay, so that's the answer. I gave
it's not like Kedushas Mammon is ever going to have a lack of someone.
No, again, okay. Let's move on. Yes.
That table that the donor wanted to use to be for the carbon, right?
Yeah, now tables can't be a carbon.
Yeah, but it still has Kedushas of what?
Mammon.
Yeah, but is there nafkamina? It has to be sold for carbon, right?
No, it depends what he said.
He said that.
It has to be sold, and the money has to be used for a carbon.
Okay, but is there nafkamina if you all the kedushas dumim or
no. Yes and no. For our purposes, no. There are many differences, but we're not learning Kachim. And Baruch Hashem, after we finish the Dharma Nazir, we'll have to Kachim, and we'll find out all these answers.
Kachim is part of the...
Part of Shas.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nothing. I was just said it's a joke. Okay. Frank to Gemara Laila. I'm going to buy Pada, Padra, Chaisis, or Kachis. Pada, Chaisis, or Kachis. Atzi Yigdishu. It becomes Kaddish again, Achiyiktitsu. Nitsitsu, Paidam Pamacha Zedayai. This is Barpada's opinion. Hegdish doesn't leave on its own, even though you put a time on it. It doesn't evaporate. Ulamar, Kivish and Nitsitsu Shuvay Paidam. Ula says, once you cut it down, there's no need to redeem it. Hegdish evaporates on its own. Zuck Durash. Uli Ailam, Hadam Ain Lam Pidjan. Bechili Ailam Kamar? Forever? Hachiktitsu Kamar. He only made it hegdish till it gets cut down. Amr Abapada, Padna Khaijas or Khaijas. Bechili Ailam. Like I explained, it's supposed to be the Parashni time of Masnitzim, like I explained, the Rush in the Mishnah explained, because he promised it to Hegdish all along. Nitzitzu, Paidim Bamachas, Vidayoi. The Shuv ain't Chayzrasli is Kadoshis. After he gets cut down and he redeems it, it doesn't become Kadosh again. So Achitzitzu Kavai, he said, till it gets cut down. Mil Pam Echad, Tzarech Luvdaisa. One time, after he gets cut down, he has to redeem it. The Kedusha Bechdi Loi Pakav. Kedusha doesn't leave on its own.
One time.
I don't know what you meant by that.
What?
I don't know what you meant by that. He has to be redeemed once. Kibbutz Shekatzitz HaTshuva in the Paidam. Da'ach Yiktitzu Kamar. He gave it a time. Kshenikitzu Pakav Kedusha Sam V'yatzu L'chulam. So the Machlokes of my partner Ula is, does Kedusha evaporate on its own? Bar Ula says yes. He said up to a time. The time comes, Kedusha is gone. And my brother says, you can't do that with Kedusha. That's what we're going to learn now. This is why we're learning the next piece of Gemara. Over the next few days, by the way. Amalai Rebam Nuna told Ula, the Kedusha Shabbat Lehechen Holcha. Where did the Kedusha go to? My Ilu Amalayishti. Marach a guy, just like a guy who tells his wife, I'm sorry, Lisha, he says to a woman, Hayoi mat ishti lemachar yat ishti. Today you're my wife, but tomorrow you're not. I mean, avka b'loi get? Can she leave a day later and say, I'm no longer a married woman? Kedusha doesn't evaporate. Kedushin and Kedusha of Hegdish share a lot of commonalities, because Kedushin is making your wife consecrated to you, if that's the right English word. So therefore, it has to say, you can't do it and let it evaporate. There's holy matrimony here, if that's the right word to use. There's a marriage here. It's not money. It's not leaves. Get. So Hegdish is Hegdish. Amalai Rava. So Rava answered Rav Nuna. Mika Madamis Kedushas Damim Kedushas Hargof. There's a difference with an intrinsic Kedusha and a non-intrinsic Kedusha. Kedushas Damim Paka Bagdi. Ula holds, when it's not intrinsic, just its monetary value, it can evaporate on its own. Kedushas Hagof, like Pakeh Bechdi. That's what Ula's answer is. That's what the Rav is saying. There's a difference between when it's intrinsically Kaddish and not intrinsically Kaddish. If a guy donates an animal as a carbon for 30 days, it remains a carbon forever. You can't do that. If a guy donates a table, which is not intrinsically Kaddish, it Kedusha is to get its value, that can evaporate on its own, according to Marpada. It doesn't have the property of Kedusha. According to Ula. Masha'inkin, according to Marpada, there's no difference, and I want to learn the Rush. Zuck the Rush. Minavsk minabeloi get. The milsa de pshitahi. The kivan de nazis ishtai. Eina yaitzim minabeloi get. Now, the Rush starts off saying, this is a svara, because right away the question of Rush is, how do you know? Maybe you can marry a woman for one day, and she can leave the next day. So the Rush starts out saying, you can't say such a thing. It's obvious that marriage can't be for time. And then he says, I have a proof. He says to his wife, today you're divorced, and tomorrow you're not. She's divorced. The divorce kicks in, and marriage doesn't kick back. Well, they're not really in Kedushin. The Gemara always compares Kedushin to get. And therefore, just like get is final, Kedushin is final. I mean, obviously, you can remove it with a divorce, but it doesn't evaporate on its own. So Rava's answer was, Kedushin's done in Paka. Now, the Rava says a reason. Why is Kedushin's done in Paka and Kedushin's done in Paka? Why should that make a difference? Dr. Rush. I'll speak it out outside, then we'll do it. Kedusha's Daman can be redeemed. You can buy it back from Hegdish. So can anybody else. A carbon can never be bought back. That means the Torah did not allow for a carbon's intrinsic Kedusha to ever be removed by a person. Therefore, time doesn't work either. You can redeem monetary value from Hegdish. Therefore, it can expire on its own. Dr. Rush, Kedushas Damim Paka, Dichiheichet Paka Adei Pidia. Just like it can be redeemed, Paka Adei Adei Kriya Zman. So you can do it by setting a time. Ava Kedushas Agob Dei Paka Adei Pidia. You can't redeem a carbon. Loi Paka Nami Adei Kriya Zman. It cannot leave by Kriya Zman. Yes, doctor.
Please tell me if I'm wrong. It would seem to be a very simple way of saying this. Is the condition of the book is state property or an essential property or an intrinsic property, whereas conditions moment is an extrinsic property or a contingent property of the object, and the only thing being sanctified is the value. And because the value is sanctified, that also...
Isn't that what I said?
That it also transfers ownership. I'm just trying to put it in a more precise way.
Again, I stick to my way of speaking. I'm not going to change. So
I have great gratitude for your way of speaking. I do like it.
Okay, fine.
Precise.
Okay. The bottom line is there's a difference between intrinsic hekdesh and value hekdesh. Dr. Gemara writes, I'm a
rabbi. The raya they brought from Kedushin again. But who takes that? That's very nice. That's a havaya liyitzia, right?
That's what he says at the end. They point out that the Rush seems to contradict himself. He starts off saying, I don't need a proof, it's so obvious. Most of the pshita. Then he continues and he says, I get it said in the Gemara, and the Gemara says compare Kedushin to Get, which seems to see that he's leaning back to find some source. So the Achrayim point out, the Rush starts off saying, I don't need a source, and then goes out and finds one.
But that he has the source doesn't help us by our case. The source is Kedushin and Gittin, right?
Yeah.
Who takes that to our case of Corbin?
Why not?
Why, yes.
I told you, because the concept of marriage is very similar to the concept of Hekdesh. It is not just monetary, it's some holiness to it. Marriage is a holy procedure. Divorce. It's cutting off something that's holy. There is, you know, the word Kedushin, the Gemara says in Kedushin da Beis Amid Beis, comes from the source, you are to me like Hekdesh, which means I am banning you from everybody else, and you are now mine, as if I would own this piece of Hekdesh. That's where the word Kedushin comes from. The Torah, by the way, never uses the word Kedushin. The Torah uses Erison. The Torah uses Havaya. The Torah never says the word Kedushin. Chazal used Kedushin because you are like me by Hekdesh. In fact, the Gemara Kedushin da Vav Amud Aleph says that if a guy says to a woman, I'm being Mekadesh, your heart. Or I'm being Mekadesh, your leg. I'm Mekadesh, your arm. So there's a concept, just like by Hekdesh. Kedushin, if you donate a leg to Hekdesh, or a heart, it's my colleague's day, I'm not going to get involved. The whole animal becomes Hekdesh. So, push the Kedusha Bekulu, the Kedusha spreads. Kedushin has those properties also, that when you marry part of a woman, the whole woman becomes married to you. So, again, there's a lot of comparisons between Hekdesh and marriage. And we're trying to prove that things that are intrinsic just don't evaporate.
Tell me on a Corbin, a person says, I want to donate this leg of the Corbin.
A leg to a Corbin, for a Corbin.
A leg for a Corbin.
So it's a machlokes tanoim. One time it says the whole animal becomes a Corbin. The other time it says it has to be a limb that's life-sustaining. If you would donate the liver or the heart, then the whole thing would become a Corbin. But I'm not getting learning now that it's still getting to do some love and medallion. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya responds to Rava, and he's asking further on Ula. Rava said that Kedushas HaGuf doesn't leave. Kedushas Damim doesn't leave. Right? So Abaya says, Kedushas HaGuf also leaves. So basically what Abaya is saying is, Hekdesh and Kedushin are not the same. You ask me a kasha from Kedushin. Kedushin is different than Hekdesh. He's agreeing to Rabbi Kof. Right? You're comparing Hekdesh to Kedushin. And therefore, I will tell you, I can prove to you that even carbon evaporates. Even carbon evaporates. And therefore, obviously, the way the Rashba learns, the Kedushin and Hekdesh have to be different. So Abai is not arguing a marriage. He's not going to argue the concept that marriage doesn't evaporate. But he's saying, I can prove to you, Rava, that your difference you made is not true. Kedushin HaGuf also goes away. Now, Barpada is going to remain Shver. Because my father said, not only does Kedushas HaGuf not go away, even Kedushas Damim doesn't go away. And we're going to prove, Rabbi is going to prove here, that not only does Kedushas Damim go away, even Kedushas Zaguf goes away. And therefore, Rav is going to be schwer for giving that answer, and Bar Pata is going to be double schwer, because he said nothing evaporates. But let's see Abaya's proof. Zakt Abaya. Kedushas Zaguf like Paka Bechdi? It's questionable. Kedushas Zaguf doesn't leave on its own? But Tanya, Shor Zeh Oyla Kol Amidjayim. A guy says, I want to donate this shor for an oila for 30 days. And after 30 days, I want it to become a shlomo. That means he's changing a carpet. There's a big difference in halacha. Oila is completely burnt. It's kachim kadashim. Shlomim is kachim kalim. It's a different level of carbon. And it's eaten. And this guy says, for the next 30 days, this is an oila. So if I bring it to the Mizbeach in the next 30 days, it will be brought as an Ayla. But if I bring it on day 31, it's going to be a Shlomo. That's what the guy says. So the or, all right? So the Allah is, it works. After 30 days, Ayla leaves, Shlomo comes on. What happened to Ayla? Where did he go? Yeah, but what difference does it make? You took a Kedushas Ayla, which is higher, and you moved it down to Kedushas Shlomim on its own. You couldn't redeem it. It's not redeemable. And yet the Kedusha changes. But why would it make a difference if you say 30 days Ayla afterwards it's Chulin, or 30 days Ayla afterwards it's Shlomim? It still requires an evaporation of Kedusha.
Isn't it Tanai? You just made it Tanai.
Again,
yes, I don't.
30 days it's an Ayla. Right? What's the time?
And if it does, if I, it doesn't get used by the 30 days, then I don't want it to be oil anymore. I want it to be a shlamim. Made it tznai. So Mitchilas Dvarav incorporated this.
Again, let's go back. A guy says, today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife. Is that a tznai?
Zer sakusav. You can't make it tznai. Zer sakusav.
Where's the
Gzeres HaKosov?
Fine, but why can't you do it? What is the Gzeres HaKosov teaching me? Rava said that Gzeres HaKosov is teaching me that intrinsic Kedusha doesn't evaporate. Yes. Anything fit for the Mizbeach cannot be for value. Now, there's a problem here. The guy donated it to be used for medical bias. How does it go to a carpet? So that's a problem to be dealt with at a different time. A guy, well, you're asking me if a guy donated an animal for what? What did he say?
Maybe he donated for just the value. That's
if he did, it becomes a carpet anyway. That's the halacha. Now, the question is, that's not what he said. What do you do with the fact that he promised Hegdish money to fix the building, and now Hegdish is taking the animal and bringing an Ayla? So that's the sugya, how Hegdish compensates each other, how the different departments of Hegdish work. You'll have to call the Department of Budget Management and Budget to see how they do it. But that's not our sugya here. We're not interested in that. But what Abai is proving is Kedushin and Hegdish is not the same. Hegdish can evaporate, even Kedushin's Hakuf, even though Kedushin is that different. The Rashba says that there's a difference between marriage and Hegdish. He gets involved in the whole thing. I'm not going to get involved. Just trust that they're Abaya holds that marriage is different. But whatever it is, he's proving that Rava's answer is wrong. Here is a case of Kedushas Hakuf, and it's going from Ayla to Shlomim. Zakti Gemara, my Kedushas Hakuf, Paka Bechdi. According to you, Rava, how does this work? And for the Gemara, Rava says that case is talking about that the guy donated a Balmum. He donated an animal that's not fit for a carbon. And he said, for the first 30 days, I want the money to be used for an Ayla. If Hegdish sells it during the first 30 days, I want the money to be used for an Ayla. After 30 days, I want the money to be used for a Shlamim. Now, Kedushas Damim, Chava also said, leaves on its own. This is not the highest level of Hegdish. This is not intrinsic. This is the value of Hegdish. Now, granted, it's for a carbon, not for Ben HaKabayis, but it's still money. It's a Balmum that we're talking about, that it's not fit for a carbon. It's an animal that is already disqualified as a carbon.
Why did Rebbe say that?
Because if it was not a Balmum, it becomes a carbon. He can't donate it with me. He can't donate it with me. He can't.
But use the money for a...
He can't. Ola. You can't.
Or to buy an Ola.
You can't. This is an idol itself. Anything fit to the Mizbeach becomes a carbon itself. You can't do that. Hamas mistreamim lebedek abayis, it becomes a carbon. To the Ferish of Mishnah. I believe in tomorrow. You don't have that option. Dr. Ashrash. If you come the first 30 days, bring an Ayla. The Pachim Yemenu Kedushas Ayla. Kedushas Ayla leaves. The Chal Olam Kedushas Shlomim. Vuadinami. The same thing is true. Mamar Lachal Amajem Chulim. Shinasa Chulim. The Kimus Yash have called the Kedushas Agov. There's an evaporation, ain't Chulik. Right? So he's worried about what Ramesha Harris said. Now we move from Dr. Harris to two Ramayshas we have now. So I have to identify which Ramayshah. Right, so we're moving there. Ramayshah said that maybe there's a difference between going from Hegdish to Hegdish. No. There's no difference between going Hegdish and Hegdish. Because once it evaporates. Who cares how much evaporates? And this is a Kedushas Damim. And the Mepharshim speak out. The Ran, if you take a look at the Ran, it has to be a Balmum. Because if it's not a Balmum, he can't do that. That's where I got it from.
He had a sense.
Well, so did I.
No, meaning it would have been so much.
I mean, anybody that, again, the Ran is speaking out the fact. I wasn't knocking you.
No, I'm just saying.
Again, the Gemara is assuming you know the Mishnah tomorrow. Right? The Ran is assuming that you might not know the Mishnah tomorrow. So he tells it to you.
Well, what's the difference between a Shlamim and a Ayla if you're only looking at the money? Is it a different value?
First of all, Ayla has to be a Zachar. Shlamim can be in the keva. Second of all, it's whether the guy is going to eat it or not eat it. I mean, right? His money's going to be used to get it.
No, but the price tag of that animal doesn't change, does it?
Who cares? So who says it should?
So, okay, Hakava Mayaskinan, so what's the Kiddush then? I mean, he just did it for the value. There's, who cares? He could save for not something else.
That's not true. It's not true. I have a big problem here. Because my pater said the value doesn't evaporate either. And he's taking now money that was designated for an Ayla, and it changed to a Shlomim.
So now it's only a Kash on Barpada, not on Ula?
We're not getting involved in Barpada now. We'll leave Barpada till later. But it's not a Kash on Rav anymore. Again, Ula said money Kedusha evaporates. He didn't talk about Kedusha Sakov. Rav Nuna came to him and said, marriage doesn't, so why should Hegdish? Rav answered, there's a difference in intrinsic Kedusha and value Kedusha. Abaya says, I hate to break the news to you, Rav, but you're wrong. Kedusha evaporates regardless of level. And therefore, Ula doesn't even have to answer the question from Kedusha. Kedusha is a different thing completely. Don't bring marriage into the picture. That's
but,
what all
but a bias so, case. A bias case is not even talking about evaporation. It just changes from one designation to the other.
That's
Rava's
answer. That's Rava's answer. Abaye understood that animals fit for a carbon, and you're changing it from Isla to Shlomo. I mean, the animal just dropped in level of Kedusha. That's how the bright. If you wouldn't know anything else, you would read it like Abaye. Read the words. Okay. Isla called Lamajoy. Ulaka Lamajoy and Shlomo. What do those words sound to you like?
Yeah, that it's Kedusha's a goof. It sounded like that.
So Rava had to get out of it. Right? Rava stuck with a question. So Rava, I'm not stuck with a question. You misunderstood the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about Balmum. It has a blemish, and it's only talking about its value. So it's a hegdish value, and that can evaporate. But Abaye sticks to his guns. That's not what the words say to me. I'll use the word, you're draying out of it. Right? That's what you're doing. You're saying the Mishnah doesn't read it. Read it a little differently. What? Not yet. But that's what his obvious response is. I read it, and you got out of it. Now, let me explain. The Sefer of that Mishnah, that Braisa repeats itself. And the question is, why do you write the same case twice? Which has nothing to do with Abaye and Rava at this point. But the Sefer says, Ema Sefer, the Sefer of that Braisa says, the guy said, the guy said it the other way. After 30 days, it's an Ayla, and now it should be a Shlomim. So that's exactly what happens. It goes from Shlomim to Ayla. Why did the price have to repeat itself? If it can go from Isla to Shlomo, why can't it go from Shlomo to Isla? It's a repeat. Because you flipped it around, why should that make a difference? So, if you say the price it repeated itself to tell Rava that you're wrong, because you could say that the first case is Kedusha's Gomim, it was about Mum. So it repeated itself a second time to say, no, I'm not talking about Mum. I'm talking about a carbon itself. By repeating it a second time, it's adding. Don't tell me that it's about Mum. It's a real carbon. So then I understand why there's two cases. Because if not, Rava would answer that it's not an intrinsic hegdish. By writing it twice, it says it makes no difference, intrinsic or not intrinsic. It can evaporate. I know the Itzchay Latanya Lemisni Tarta. The Salgad Aita Chamina, because if you would only say one case, I would say Kedushas Aguf like Pakeh Bakti. Kedushas Dabim Pakeh Bakti. I would say Kedushas Aguf doesn't leave, but Kedushas Dabim does live. I'm the Lohachi Tarni Tarti. That's why it says two cases. One, in case you want to say it's talking about Babum. And two, repeat itself to say no, even a carbon. That's why the Brisa wrote it twice, to avoid your answer of them. Eli Amit Edi Vidi Kedushas Damim. But according to you, Kedushas Aguf doesn't evaporate. That means you're saying Kedushas Damim. So let me do the Misni Tarti. Why say two cases? Hashti Ashlamim Kedushas Chamur the Kedushas Kala Paka. If it goes from Eila down to Shlamim, for sure, Kedushas Kala Kedushas Chamur it's Tzvicha Lameima. Well, it's easier to go up than to go down.
Obviously, easier to go down
to
go up in gravity.
Not in Kedushas.
Go up in Kedusha?
Well, up you can say it's not an evaporation. It's an increase. Down is an evaporation. But it's the same idea. Always saying there's no reason to write it twice. So Abaye is defending himself. Your answer is a great answer if there were only one case. But the fact that the Mishnah, the Braisa wrote it twice, doesn't that prove that even in Trist and Kedusha?
That's just another reason to write it twice.
What? Well, you'll have to come up with one. We'll have to see. That's why we, you know, stay tuned. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. On the phone for those who are not here. Zuck Durash. Uma'akshav Shlomim. How do they come in? Now, the Rush is bothered. Why do we have to word it that way? Just say. It's a Shlomim now, but after 30 days, it becomes an Ayla. Why did the Brice have to invert the way he said it? That's not going to make a difference either way. Why did he have to say after 30 days Eilat, now Shlomim? He could have said, now Shlomim, and after 30 days Eilat, like the first case. Dr. Rush. Yeah, but it was just say the opposite case. Why do you have to invert the order of how he said it? Let him say 30 days Shlomim, then Eilat. First case was 30 days Eilat, then Shlomim. Second case is 30 days Shlomim, then Eilat. Why did he have to say Eilat after 30 and now Shlomim? Dr. Rush, that style, like we said before, in style, he wanted to mention Ayla first. So in the first case, he said Ayla now, Shlomim later. Second case, he said Ayla later, Shlomim now. He just wants to mention Ayla first. Mekdusha Hamur, Mekdusha Kala. Haina Ayla, the Kula Kala. The Shlomim, the Nechalim, the Zarim. Right, Ayla is completely burnt. And Shlomim is eaten. That's a lesser kedusha. Mekdusha kala, mekdusha chamura, tzricha lemeimar. Elavade chad de mekdusha shlamim, the chad de mekdusha shagufa. Alma kedusha shagufa, got you after the Rava. So we see it's a clear in Russia. So again, we're proving that Rava, your difference between intrinsic and non-intrinsic, is not true. Amen to Shem. We'll continue tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. I want to wish all travelers today to have a...